Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Five, 6 years ago, we would have had news days like this once a year. Now, every week or two, we have news days where, no exaggeration, I've probably got 200 news articles in front of me, all of massive, massive importance as the New World Order bum rushes the American people and the people of the world as they push to complete their world government. It is Monday, the 17th day of September 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up, we have one guest today, Warren Cusarillo. He is not only one of the main members of the famous rock band Duran Duran, but he also wrote most of their songs. He's had a whole bunch of number one songs. And I knew he was going to be playing at one of the 9/11 events up in New York. Had a chance to see him play. It was really powerful. Got a chance to meet him and find out that he was a listener of the show. And so we've got him coming up to talk about 9/11 truth in the second hour today. We really appreciate him coming on with us and the courage he has to go public for 9/11 truth. Here's the type of news I have in front of me. Senate to consider secret open borders DREAM Act. They're set to try to vote on it this week. Total, complete, absolute amnesty. As you know, there were runs on the bank in England Friday and throughout the weekend, now causing fears economy-wide. Headlines like, run on the bank, fears grow for British economy as panic over Northern Rock spreads, England's eighth largest bank. Fears spread among UK bank customers. The day panic came to High Street. Mortgage fears drive run on British bank. Oil industry sleepwalking into crisis. France warning of war with Iran, saying get ready for it to happen. Greenspan says euro gains as reserve currency choice. That's nails in the coffin right there. Unbelievable that that's happening. Bush is surprised by Greenspan's criticism, but they're just simply dumping all the blame on their patsy, their minion, before he leaves office. Banking shares fall across Europe. Of course, Greenspan has also criticized Bush on his spending, which the banks are behind publicly. This is just unbelievable. It's all off the charts. Iran warns Western nations against confrontation. It goes on and on and on. I mean, my head is literally spinning. There's also reports that Israelis blew apart Syrian nuclear cache 2 weeks ago. That's supposedly what they bombed 30 miles inside Syria. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Top British experts saying proxy war could soon turn to direct conflict. Also, U.S. analysts are saying the same thing. Meanwhile, people are focused on Madonna going to Israel to engage in Kabbalah activities, and O.J. Simpson's been arrested again. So what? Who cares? The guy's a thug. A great new distraction for everyone. Also in the stack, tying into all the financial news, mystery trader to collect on financial meltdown, question mark. Suspicion increases about so-called bin Laden trades as markets tumble after bank run. Remember, a month and a half ago, record put options, $4.5 billion, and that's a rough estimate, it could be more, that you can directly see on the NASDAQ European branch of their trading, that the market would go down by 30% by Friday. If it doesn't go down by at least 30%, they need 30% to just break even. They're betting it's going to go down even further. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the edge. There's no doubting, and I've only gotten through one stack. There are four other stacks here in front of me. These are the times that try men and women's souls. We'll be right back.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm David. And if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get into the war drums, the saber rattling at levels we've never seen before against Iran. We have financial news that literally is off the chart. And then I have a stack of news like this. U.S. sovereignty threatened by U.N. treaty, critics charge, Newsmax. U.K. Daily Mail, ministers back plans to grow genetically modified crops in Britain. Intel chief pushes for new domestic spy law. It just goes on and on and on and on. Big new developments in the Ed and Lane Brown tax case. Hillary Clinton calling for national compulsory health care where you have to visit the doctor just like John Edwards, but her plan's even worse. We have new blanket complete amnesty bills, two different ones introduced. One in the Defense Authorization Act of 2008, another one in an education bill. I mean, any one of these subjects I could talk about all day. And the reason I say that is I can't even properly do my job now. So much is happening so fast, so out in the open, that I am just speechless. In Missouri, a young man got pulled over by a police officer doing nothing wrong. The cop said, I can plant things on you, I can frame you. I meant to cover this last week, never had time. And then when the young man posted the video, the police openly went on a big law enforcement website and said they'll kill him. I mean, when the gang mentality gets to the point of where the police are openly engaging in crimes out in the open,
It just lets you know how much trouble we're in. And I know all the police aren't bad, but I pray that you'll speak out against this type of behavior because it's really getting bad, folks. It's really getting bad. There's a fellow who I've known for many years who drives a wrecker truck, done some camera work for us. He didn't even smart off to the cops, but he had a hidden camera in his car. He was tired of being harassed by him. They pull him over. They search the vehicle. And then the cop, it's on YouTube, just says, I'd like to kill him. Man, I wish he had a gun or something. I'd kill him. In the car, I mean, why? What do we deserve this for? You just constantly talk about killing us? We're an evil society. It's not just the police. Before I get into all the news, I just want to be as calm about this as I can. Years ago, when I was more immature, I like to shoot my mouth off a little bit, not as much as many, about, you know, war with the feds and civil war and all these bad things and let it come. But as I get older, I realize they're all just cannon fodder, too. And the fact that we have a lot of bad police and a lot of bad feds is a reflection on us. This society is so corrupt and so decadent, it's hard for me to stay out of it all. It's just, I listen to talk radio and how everything's degenerating and how conservative talk shows are degenerating. And then I look at the wonder around me and the beauty and all the blessings and all the good things and the innocence of children, my children, other people's children. And I think about, I saw a fellow driving to work this morning who had a bunch of pro-war stickers on his car. And W, the president stickers, and other icons and festoonery of the establishment. But then next to it, it said boycott Planned Parenthood, which I totally agree with. And I thought about how somebody can be for Bush because he claims he's against abortion, but then pro-Bush. And I can hear him calling the neocon talk shows and talk about kill everybody in the Middle East, nuke them all, kill us before they, kill them before they kill us. I see all that, and I understand how they set us up against each other. Those are football issues, and meanwhile, the agenda of the New World Order just continues rolling forward. And I realize that guy with the W sticker, he means well. Just like some leftist who was taught that, well, because the Republicans are corrupt, that everything they're against must be good, like abortion is some wonderful thing and some special ride and some dear sweet thing. Bottom line, we live in a society where people have used abortion as birth control, and that we've killed more than 50 million children. And people always dodge that comment I make by saying, oh, well, I thought it was 47 million. Then go find some 5-year-old clip. Yeah, more have now died. You see, you've been psychologically conditioned to disassociate my comment. You've been brainwashed to where you can't even face up to the statement I made. Let's say it's 40 million. It's really over 50, but let's not debate numbers here. The point is that these are children. These are dear, sweet, weak little human beings. I heard a promo yesterday during my own Sunday show of Neil Bortz. And he was talking about how we shouldn't have safety seats and we shouldn't have seat belts and just let children die out on the African Serengeti, the young die, and that survival of the fittest, and let's not take so much care of the young. And again, that whole Malthusian social Darwinistic view, that life is cheap view. And I just see that everywhere. And in bottom line, when we're in a society where we kill 50 million children for our own convenience, and then once you've done it, you tend to want to tell yourself it was okay because you don't want to face up to the guilt and pain of what you've done. I can tell you it's much better to just admit up to what you've done and to repent. And even if you don't believe in God, to just say you're sorry to the universe and to say you're sorry for being selfish and to forgive yourself and to ask God to forgive you for what you've done, and a lot of pain will be lifted off your shoulders. A lot of guilt will be lifted off your shoulders. And We are winning the fight, though, on the abortion front. I've seen the polls from 20-plus years ago where you had about 60% of Americans, depending on which poll you look at, were for abortion. Now, upwards of 65% of adults are against it, so the numbers have flipped, 25-plus percent in the right direction. And in young people under 20, I just saw one of these polls again a few weeks ago. I see them each year the last decade. 76% of young people are against abortion and say they're going to have children. And I tell you, that's beautiful. It's not a good thing overall if your 16-year-old daughter gets pregnant. It's probably not going to be good for her overall earnings on average. It may not be good. Maybe you're going to have to help and change some diapers and take on an extra job. But let me tell you something. It's a lot worse for you to go ahead and let her go get an abortion, or for you to have never talked to her and let her go have that abortion, and to do something that is going to ruin her and hurt her for life and make her a very bitter and wicked person if she doesn't repent. And if you're a young man and you love your Mustang more and you love your apartment more and you love your money more and your big screen TV more, and you've been sold that having children is a bad thing when it's the greatest blessing ever given to humankind, you're being robbed of something very dear and very special. You may never find another woman who you get married to or who you're with. You may never be able to have children again. That child is going to be an absolutely magical experience for you if you decide it's a good thing and if you decide to be a father. I challenge anyone out there to look into the eyes of your children or to look into the eyes of children at a playground or the eyes of children in a restaurant or your sister or your brother's children, and to look at them and imagine them being torn apart in the womb, that place of supposed safety. And the point I'm making is that just as a Democrat might be right about the war being bad and can see the humanity of those Iraqis, but then you've got a blind spot for those unborn children. Just like a neocon will have an anti-abortion sticker on their car, but then they'll be for murdering Iraqi children. And I'm telling you, abortion flows from the eugenicist who literally created Hitler. Hitler was a big abortion supporter. And you can't separate that evil from the rest of it and say it's good. It all goes back to the population reduction agenda. Do you think we've got an elite that let us kill children who aren't going to do other things, like put mercury and poisons in your vaccines or engineer AIDS? Do you think it's just going to stop there? Do you understand that it is a law of the universe? I have experienced it. I have read what hundreds of historians and philosophers have said, and it is a fact of the universe, whether you believe in a higher power or not. What you do, you're not going to have to wait till you die or wait till you come back if you believe in karma and all that. It's going to happen to you in this life. And I do repent, not out of fear of God punishing me. Sometimes I think God should punish me for things I've done in my life. But just out of absolute remorse and sorrow and the things I did to myself in my life. The things I did to myself, because when I was bad to other people, I was doing that to myself as well. And with all this news and all this earth-shattering events that are happening, which I'm going to get into right now in great detail after this break, I just want everybody to be a little softer, a little sweeter, to have a little more love in your heart. And you're going to find such great strength there. I thought I was tough when I was into being mean and when I was into being tough and when I liked to go out and get in a fight with three people and things like that. I thought it was cool to take on the trappings of darkness. I didn't even consciously realize the decisions I'd made when I was younger. And let me tell you, evil and darkness and skulls and all the symbols that are around us are weak. Life is rejuvenating and renews itself and is magical and is beautiful. And all of it, everything around us, to be a planet, a spaceship, hurtling through space. We are in the cosmos. We are part of it all. And I just want people to stop and smell the roses. Stop and look around you. And just get more down to earth and not be these petty, decadent machines that follow the propaganda of Madison Avenue. We'll come back into the war news, the economic news. It's all vitally important.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back. All right.
Well on the way.
Mystery trader to collect on financial meltdown, question mark. Suspicion increases about so-called bin Laden trades as markets tumble after bank run. And what was betted upon? That the European markets would go down by at least 30%. And then Greenspan comes out today and says the European markets are going to go down. And the former Fed chief said that a couple weeks ago. Greenspan's former, and so is Paul Volcker. So the big question in here is, who do these lead back to? And only the Securities and Exchange Commission and some of the European governmental groups that watch that would know that, and they're all mum on it. A congressman a few weeks ago from Ohio asked about it, and then he fell down the stairs at night and died. A lot of interesting things happening. As a run on Northern Rock Bank in Britain has increased the possibility that a mystery trader could stand to collect around $2 billion should the panic send markets tumbling during the course of this week, as investors have predicted. Last month reported on a mystery trader who risked losing. This says $1 billion. That's conservative. It's been looked at, and it's actually now $4 billion piled on. After placing 245,000 put options on the Dow Jones Euro Stock 50 Index, which led many analysts to speculate that the stock market crash preceded by a new 9/11 style attack or another catastrophe could take place before or during the third week of September. And again, it's not just on the Dow Jones Euro Stock, it's also on the NASDAQ Euro. The anonymous trader only stands to make money if the market crashes by a third to a half before September 21st. That's Friday, which is when the put options expire. Following the run on the Northern Rock Bank in Britain, specialist investors are now warning of an imminent and severe correction in the markets. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com, folks. The credit cycle has turned bad. Debts are soaring. Banks will go bust and stock markets will fall much further. Did you hear that? Said Ken Murray, the founder and chief executive of Blue Planet Investment Management, told the Financial Times today, shortly after selling half the equities in his portfolio. Alert, alert. The big guys are dumping. The Northern Rock crisis was followed by Alan Greenspan's warning that both the U.S. and U.K. housing markets are on the verge of a major downturn. You thought what's happened so far is bad. As Prime Minister Gordon Brown holds an emergency meeting with U.S. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson today. I can't believe this news. I can't. I know they do it. And by the way, what's Greenspan doing? He's blaming Bush for all of it in Sunday's New York Times and in the AP today. And that's what I said. How many years have I said, you'll really know when there's going to be a market crash when the former Fed chiefs, and it's Volcker, it's Greenspan, come out and start blaming Bush, because he's nothing but literal toilet bowl cleaner. He is a birdcage liner. He is a shield. And we attack the criminal government. He gets all the blame. They throw the shield down and grab another one. I mean, we are talking red alert right now. And I'm being calm about all this. I'm just telling you, folks, this is red alert. In fact, I can hardly talk right now. This is unbelievable. I'm not going to get mad. I'm just so sick of these people. Because go back and get the 100 shows I've done where I said we're going to have to watch those that orchestrated this, the Federal Reserve, owned by the Bank of England, posing as our saviors while they rape the daylights out of us. And how many times did I say that if you expose the fact that the big central banks engage in an inflation of the currencies and of an overextension of credit to bad loans by design, that they would then pose as the saviors after it happened, but if we spoke out and exposed them, they wouldn't do it? Well, my voice is big, but it's not that big. And I've got like 40 articles or so here. I got a huge stack just on the financials. It gets worse. The war news, they're going into Iran. They've announced it. And that's a whole other subject. And we got killers running the government that'll hijack jets and fly them into buildings. When we get back, we'll continue with all this financial news. We'll get into the war news, which, again, I use the term off the charts, off the scale. It is. And France announces that it's going to happen. The British announced, the U.S. is announcing, all the preparations have been made. My uncle, a year ago, I was out at the farm visiting him, and he said, you watch, it'll be September. I told him I hoped he was wrong. Looks like he's probably going to be right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bottom line,
can you picture
what we're facing is an attempt to start World War III. The globalists are pushing the United States and Europe into financial collapse. They're pushing us into war, and the answer they'll tell us for the economy is war. In the pain of a massive stock market decline, a huge sustained recession, or even depression, they always then lead us into war. And this one could dwarf even the numbers we saw lost in World War II. And we have massive record put options called bin Laden trades. Falsely, it wasn't bin Laden with the pre-9/11 trades. It led mainstream news directly back to the CIA. And sure enough, we said, we'll see what happens. If the European markets have to go down by 30% or over $4 billion will be lost. Watson's article says a billion. That was the original Dow Jones Industrial News of a month ago. But since then, they found $4 billion in put options set to where they'll lose money if they don't have them triggered by Friday. And right now, European stocks are plummeting. And as if that isn't bad enough, Fed chairman comes in, former Fed chairman Greenspan, the grand poobah, and says they're going to go down a bunch. That's like throwing gasoline on a fire, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see what happens with all of this. I hope that by getting the word out about these put options, and we hope that by having you spread the word about it and exposing the fact that, big institutions were involved in this, that they might back off and just lose the money. We got accused by a lot of websites of trying to fearmonger. No, we simply went and got the Dow Jones Industrial News and others a month ago and did stories on it and said, we hope this isn't the case. But they were the ones saying this. Greenspan's the one saying that, the markets are going to go down. I mean, I've got a stack of this news here just on the economy front. And we're going to be going over those. Former Fed chief attacks Bush on fiscal role. And I've always said that when they really pull the plug, they're going to then blame some leaders of governments. They're going to blame puppets. They're going to, and when they started cutting Bush loose, it was over. This morning, I listened to three talk radio shows, stuck in traffic for an hour because I was driving from far south Austin to far north Austin to go into KLBJ FM and do a two-hour interview. So I had a chance to listen to three different neocon shows surfing the radio dial. They were all attacking Bush, all saying everything was his fault. Then I got there, and the AM news guy was bashing Bush. And when all of the Bush worshipers, then all in queue, that's what people do, social climbers, that's what they do. They just imitate the guys above them. They imitate the guys above them. And that's how you get, through compartmentalization, still total control. They just regurgitate and parrot what they heard. So we're going to be going over that all here in just a few minutes. And I'm going to get into the war news. Here's the war news. BBC, France warning of war with Iran. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner said the world should prepare for war with Iran. I mean, boom. Iran wars Western nations against confrontation. Proxy war could soon turn to direct conflict, analysts warned. Israel's blew apart Syrian nuclear cache. Headline. Okay, that's some of the news I've got. But I'm happy to have a special guest on with us for the next 10 minutes, because even though all these things are happening, you wouldn't be able to hear this alternative information if it wasn't for our sponsors, A. B, we like to bring you ideas to prepare yourself. I told you, buy gold. 6 years ago, you've more than doubled your money. Not a hard call, but most people didn't know to do that. I gave you the evidence. It wasn't hard. You got it on your own, too, out there. I'm not saying. The point is, we're giving good advice. I tell people, get storable food. I tell people, have firearms to protect yourselves during looting, whatever. We don't know what's coming. Hopefully nothing bad, but it doesn't look good, okay? Very turbulent times ahead. And then I've told the story many times, but I'll tell it again for new listeners briefly. About 2.5 years ago, Michael Trudeau was still at the Genesis Network, talk show host, sales manager, and he said, hey, and he's big into, he's a conservative, but he's big into environmentalism and organic stuff. And he said, man, you got to try this stuff. It used to only be in hospitals and five-star hotels. And one time when I was in D.C. in a fancier hotel when I was a kid, I saw Cal Ben Pure soap. This is like 20 years ago. I remember seeing this bar soap. And that's because big institutions know how to save money. They don't go with the Procter & Gamble scam. And then Marty Schachter sent us a year's supply, and after it was gone in a year and a half, my wife said, where'd you get that soap, honey? I want more. And I said, just buy the organic stuff down at Whole Foods. She goes, no. That's the kids don't like it. It burns their skin. That stuff was great. And I said, well, here it is. Marty sent us more. Then I said, why didn't he just be a sponsor of the show? Then I found out it's 85% off the supermarket prices. By that, you buy direct from the manufacturer, who never used to until a few years ago, and Trudeau found them because he liked it, never used to even advertise. They just sold institutions. So you're getting institutional prices, 85% off, folks. That's not a gimmick. That's the real number. And because you're going directly to the manufacturer, and it's all from plant, it's all from vegetables, it's all from fruits. It's wonderful stuff. Marty, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you for inviting me, Alex. It's always a It's always wonderful to bring good news. I'd like to bring good news for your listeners, for your skin, hair, and laundry.
How much do you save, Marty? Because I always forget the numbers. If you buy a year supply of soap or even a month supply and buy it month to month, I mean, put that in real dollar numbers. Explain the 85% off number.
Well, it's costing now the consumer, and this is a government survey, approximately $20 a week for all their cleaning products in the supermarket. We can knock that down to $3 a week for everything, for the bath soap, hair soap, dish soap, laundry soap, all incorporated into triple concentrated products, all natural, all factory direct, all tremendous savings. And I get thousands of your listeners can't be wrong, because that's what's been coming up. All these people buying our goods and raving about it for their skin, for their hair, for their laundry. This is wonderful to have that kind of connection. We can never do that in the marketplace because no one knows of us. We're the world's best-kept secret.
Now, there are dozens of chemicals put in the water supply by the governments, but then hundreds of other chemicals, motor oils, pesticides, herbicides, get into the water. Well, it's the same story with the big petrochemical companies. There's only three or four of them that make 90-plus percent of the shampoos, the bar soaps, the toothpaste, all of it. Describe how they took over and got rid of real soap and then the scam they run, Marty. Because I think it's important to separate between your quality real soap products and the stuff they call soap that isn't this toxic detergents.
They're all detergents. They're made from waste petroleum. They're petrochemicals. They have to bleach it out with chlorides. They have to perfume it out because of the bad odors. They have to put sodium chlorides in it.
Now, that's right. You were in chemical weapons in the military at the end of World War II. That's the reason you know that. I have family that works at oil refineries, and they know that they use chlorides and they use super high-power fluoride to crack the chemicals. And for folks who don't know what cracking the chemicals are, why don't you explain?
Well, the thing is, they had to make it compatible for consumer use. It costs some pennies to make, and they charge a tremendous amount of price for it.
Point is, it's highly toxic. They use deadly poison chemicals in the production of these detergents.
They're poisoning America with all these chemicals. It's unbelievable. I got all the facts and information. I'll be happy to talk to anyone that calls me and give them that information, how detergents were created, how they came from Nazi Germany, and how it is now, that's all there is on the marketplace. Soap, real soap, is made from coconut oils and vegetable oils. It doesn't hurt, harm, pollute, burn. It's inexpensive. It's the way to go. It saves your clothing. It makes your skin alive instead of itching and red and burning. It doesn't deteriorate your clothing like these harsh alkaline chemicals.
Here's an example. Back when I used to use regular soaps, and I still tried to buy organic, but a lot of them are harsh because they have, you know, too much of the oils and things in them from the plants. Yours don't. They're very mild but also strong at the same time, triple concentrated. You know, used to, I'd leave a little bit of soap under my arms, a little bit of soap between my legs, and after hours later, I mean, remember having to go in the bathroom at work and like splash some water under my arms because it would burn you. If I leave, that doesn't happen anymore because I use Calben Pure Soap.
Well, Calben makes soap without perfumes. Perfumes are toxic. We use natural juices from oranges, from coconuts, from lemons to give it a little aroma, but it rinses out. It doesn't stay in the air or on your skin or in the towel.
Marty, give them the number before, because people want to get that number.
800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or you can see everything and read everything on the web at 5starsoap.com.
5starsoap.com or 1-800-340-7091. If you go up on InfoWars.com, there's a big fat banner on the left-hand side that's to CalbinPureSoap.com or 5starsoap.com. Tell them about the sampler tote bag. That's a good way to start.
We call it a one-month tote bag, but it lasts a family of four, anywhere from 4 to 8 to 12 weeks. It's 6 pounds. It's triple concentrated. It has 4 bars of pure soap, 18 ounces with a little tiny scoop of our laundry soap. It's got a 16-ounce dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo and 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid cream Pure soap for dishes, for pots and pans, for utensils, for the floors, for the windows, for the hands. All safe, all neutral, all concentrated. You will not use these products. You will not only like these products, you will love them.
1-800-340-7091. Call and get a free color brochure. They're beautiful. 1-800-340-7091. And folks, I wouldn't steer you wrong. It's a super high-quality line of products. Been around since 1947. That's now 60 years, Marty.
60 years old and still going and still cooking. Our slogan here is, our business is going down the drain.
1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. In closing, any other points you want to make, Marty?
I got a poem for you.
Oh, good. You're
ready for my poem?
Always love them.
I think that I shall no more see upon my table a piece of brie. A brie that gently oozes taste, albeit harmful to my waste, or any other kind of cheese, the sort that always me did please. 6 days a week, I'll eschew meat. Shrimp and lobster will be a treat. As for a dish of real ice cream, I'll only see it in my dream. Bran and greens will be my diet. Otherwise, they say, I'm sure to die yet. So to healthful foods, my knees I bend to survive to a healthy, tasteless end.
Marty, you are a real character. You know, next time I'm out in California up near the Bay Area, we've got to meet in person because I feel like I know you so well just from talking to you over the phone. 1-800-340-7091. Marty, we'll talk to you soon.
Alex Jones for president.
Take care, Marty. Marty's a real character. We have him on once a month, folks. He's a great sponsor, and thank you for listening when he's on. Okay, let me get into the serious news here, because it is extremely serious. I don't even know what to say. We've got Warren Cucurillo of the Rand Duran joining us now, a 9/11 truther. I was blown away by how articulate he was talking to him backstage. He was up in New York, played before the premiere of Loose Change. Really a great honor to get to meet somebody like him. He's going to be popping in and talking about 9/11 truth, some of the new developments for about 30 minutes of the next hour. And then I'm going to have open phones throughout the rest of the broadcast, the second half, because so many things are happening. And when I look at the financial news, I want to make this clear. From more than a decade of studying, from intense research, this is the worst possible signs we could see. And you know, back when other people were saying a year ago they're going to attack Iran on this date, I'd say no. And when they'd say they're going to attack Iran on that date, I'd say no. Or they said the market's going to plunge on this date. I'd say, stop putting dates on it. I'm not saying they're going to attack Iran for sure, but the government is saying they're going to. The criminals that run our society are saying that they're going to. And let me just get into that now, then I'll get back into the financial news. But it's both intertwined together. France's warning of war with Iran. BBC, French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, says the world should prepare for war over Iran's nuclear program. We have to prepare for the worst, and the worst is war, Mr. Kouchner said in an interview on French TV and radio. He was speaking ahead of a visit to Russia on Monday, during which Iran is likely to feature prominently. Iran's nuclear program will also be one of the main issues of the UN's Nuclear Watchdog annual conference starting in Vienna on Monday. Iran denies it is trying to acquire nuclear weapons and says it only wants to build nuclear power to generate electricity for civilian purposes, but has repeatedly rejected UN demands to give up its enrichment on uranium, which the U.S. and other Western states fear is being directed as a nuclear weapons project. Mr. Kouchner said that negotiations with Iran could continue right to the end, but that Iran's nuclear weapons would pose a real danger for the whole world. We are not banning French companies from submitting. We have advised them not to. These are private companies. He said a number of large French companies have been asked not to tender for business in Iran. And it goes on to say that war could be on. Now, you dovetail that with former Federal Reserve Chairman coming out and saying that Bush has destroyed the economy, that Bush overspent, that it's not the Federal Reserve's fault that all these subprime mortgages got signed and all these adjustable rate mortgages and all these loans to people with no credit, which then the rest of us are going to have to pay for now because it makes lending prices go up. It is the Federal Reserve that runs this country, not the president. It's the Federal Reserve that took over in 1913. Alan Greenspan wrote two chapters for Ayn Rand's book in the late 1960s, Capitalism, The Unrealized Dream, where he talked about how wicked the Federal Reserve was and how it was private and how it was all a scam. But he was a top economist and really caused them problems. They just came and hired him. And he is brilliant. I mean, I can't believe we have to have debates with people about the Federal Reserve being private. I've heard Neil Bort say it isn't, and he won't discuss it, and Limbaugh say it's a conspiracy. Greenspan wrote a book about it. I mean, it's public. But that's what they do. They just lie about everything. And to, again, I'm going to say this. Whenever you have Alan Greenspan come out, let me just find the exact quote instead of paraphrasing it. Former Fed chief attacks Bush on fiscal role. Alan Greenspan, who was chairman of the Federal Reserve for nearly two decades in a long-awaited memoir, is harshly critical of President Bush, Vice President Cheney, and the Republican-controlled Congress as abandoning their party's principles on spending and deficits. The 500-page book, The Age of Turbulence, Adventures in the New World. Again, this is the big guys. He's a high-level gopher, high-level tactician of the New World Order, but actually he was in the driver's seat. Very powerful. Now trying to blame things on Bush, who took his orders. It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river water and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Welcome back.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them coming.
Mystery trader to collect on financial meltdown is the question as European stocks tumbled.
The Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, Alan Greenspan comes out and criticizes Bush. Also, Vicente Fox, I've got the quotes in his new book, says that he was the cockiest and most arrogant person he's ever met. He went on to say that Bush couldn't speak good Spanish, made fun of him. Again, everything is being dumped and blamed on Bush. Everything is being blamed on Bush when he has been a true and faithful servant to the Antichrist World Beast System, the Global Crime Syndicate. He has done everything he was supposed to do. He has executed it all. He has carried the ball. He's like a champion running back who makes 5 touchdowns in a game and, runs for 1,000 yards. And they're saying he's horrible. No, he's a completely wicked little evil demon. And the larger demons above him are hanging him out to dry, which is, again, a horrible sign because that means economic bath. That means toilet time for the economy. That not generally, in every other case where we've seen such a crucifixion, means they're going into hyperinflation, stagflation, where demand is dropping and there's not a lot of production. At the same time, you have incredible inflation. Again, I rarely am flustered. I don't even know what to get into here. It says, former Fed chief attacks Bush on fiscal role. And says that they spent too much when it was the banks clearly directing the spending and pumping the credit into the economy and then directing the federal government to then increase spending to try to take surplus cash back out of the economy. That's how that works. I'm not for this fiat system, but I understand the basics of how it works. And there's another article here. Alan Greenspan claims Iraq war was really for oil, and then you read into it, and it says, quote, Alan Greenspan told Bush that he needed to invade Iraq to secure oil supplies. So here you have Greenspan saying he was giving Bush orders, which is true, but then spinning why they went in. Yes, it was about oil, but not to pump oil, to restrict oil for artificial scarcity to then jack up prices. So see, here on one hand, Greenspan saying Bush, I told him not to spend, but he overspent. And then on the other hand, you've got Greenspan admitting, this is an incredible admission here, that they told them to spend. You understand the magnitude of that? Told him to go into Iraq, which caused massive death and destruction, and $1.2 trillion so far. That's what's been spent. In commitments, they're talking about another $2 trillion over the next 30 years. But already, in 4.5 years of occupation, $1.2 trillion. So these are the very banker chieftains that orchestrated it all, now posing as the good guys and blaming scapegoats.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.